You're listening to SBS News.
The Cabinet of Ministers building in Kyiv, which serves as the headquarters of Ukraine's leadership, has been struck for the first time since the conflict began. The attack left its upper floors burning, sending plumes of thick smoke into the early morning sky. At least four people were killed, among them an infant, and many more injured. Standing in the charred building hours later, Prime Minister Yulia Sviridenko recorded this video message.
I am Prime Minister of Ukraine, Yulia Sviridenko. I am now in the building of the Ukrainian government. For the first time since the start of full-scale war, the enemy struck the government building in the very center of Kyiv. You can see the consequences of the enemy's attack. It looks like Russia is not ready and is not seeking peace, is not ready for negotiations. We call on our partners to help protect the sky. Let's strengthen sanctions against Russia. Let's create such system of guarantees for Ukraine that will force the enemy to stop.
According to the Ukrainian Air Force, Russia launched 805 drones and 13 missiles in a single night, the largest aerial assault since February of 2022. Most were intercepted, but the sheer number overwhelmed defenses. Fires broke out in Kyiv, and strikes were also reported in Zaporizhia, Kryvyi Rih, Odessa, and across the Sumy and Chernihiv regions. On the streets of Kyiv, residents spoke of fear, anger, and exhaustion. Entrepreneur Yulia Slastina, pushing her child in a pram, says the attacks are growing more terrifying.
Every new attack gets even more outrageous than the previous ones. And the fact that the debris of an intercepted Shahed drone, or even a drone itself, hit the government quarter is another proof that Russia does not plan to stop it. It scares me. But what scares me even more is that they strike residential buildings and that people are dying.
Visitor Ole Yusak says he believes Russia is deliberately widening its targets.
I'm not surprised because they target whatever they can see. I think there were no people inside at night. Maybe security guards? But I think they took cover. If they continue such strikes at a broad daylight, then it will be a very alarming sign. It is already terrifying. We heard the explosions at night and we were scared.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky used his nightly address to insist that the international community must respond more forcefully.
It is important that today there is a broad reaction from partners to this strike. Obviously, Russia is trying to hurt Ukraine, and the strikes are more sudden. This is a clear sign that Putin is testing the world, whether they will accept it or put up with it. Therefore, it's important that the statements of leaders, states, and institutions are followed up by strong actions, sanctions against Russia, against individuals associated with Russia, and strong tariffs and other restrictions on trade with Russia.
Moscow, for its part, claims it has struck military targets such as drone facilities, air bases, and logistics hubs, and denied deliberately hitting government offices. But the images of a burning cabinet of ministers building tell a different story. In Washington, as he departed the White House to attend the U.S. Open in New York City, President Donald Trump indicated that he's about to up the pressure on Moscow.
Are you ready to move to the second phase of sanctions against Russia, or punishing?
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent had more to say than the U.S. president. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press.
We are prepared to increase pressure on Russia, but we need our European partners to follow us, because if the U.S. and the EU do this together, we are in a race now between how long can the Ukrainian military hold up versus how long can the Russian economy hold up. And if the U.S. and the EU can come in, do more sanctions, secondary tariffs on the countries that buy Russian oil, the Russian economy will be in full collapse, and that will bring President Putin to the table.
Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.